All right, we just
started. I thought Sayo Shinji was one word, bro.
It is, but
why your shit spaced out then?
Because I had to come up with a last name. So I was like, shit.
I don't got a last name. Look at my shit.
Can I change it?
It's too late now, nigga. You might as well just keep it like that.
The recording started. What's good, people, man? This is something new. I know you haven't heard of us yet, you know, because this is the first podcast.
Nigga, we only got 2 hours, so you better start speeding that shit up.
Oh yeah, this is the free version, so we gotta speed the intro up. It's your boy Sayo, man. And this is my partner in crime.
I wouldn't say partner in crime, but it's Crookshow.
It's Crookshow, man. So today on this first episode, I think we're gonna mostly just freestyle it. Y'all get to know us. We get to know y'all. I won't say get to know y'all because y'all gonna be listening to this, but y'all get to know us. Get to understand what we're gonna be talking about on this podcast so far and so on. You know, any words from you, Cook?
Keep it a buck. We've been talking about doing this shit way before the podcast, thing that blew up. We've been talking about this shit for years, but we just never had the time or money to really do this shit. But
facts.
You know, one thing I learned is never gonna be a perfect time to do anything. So we're just trying to do this shit while we can now. I mean, eventually it'll get a lot better, you know, with time, but
for sure.
Gotta start somewhere.
Facts, bro. Well, y'all see the name, the Omniverse Stories. So yeah. And y'all fuck with it, fuck with us, you know. Yeah, we're gonna get to it though. So since we're doing this freelance thing for the first episode, bro, talk to me. Who you think win the finals?
Shit, I don't know, bro. The fucking Celtics, they're probably the best team in the NBA. I mean,
in the NBA? Well,
yeah, bro. I mean, they have the depth, the defense, and everything else that you can ask for. Because they're usually a championship team. They usually have good depth, and then they have a top five defense. So they have both. It's not like they just one or the other. I mean, they had the best regular season record out of all of them. I think in the whole franchise history, that was the fourth best regular season record in the whole entire history of that franchise.
For real?
So, yeah, deadass.
Hey, y'all. I'm gonna let y'all know right now, bro. This is called this is the basketball guru. We don't argue with what he say. We just agree. You know, this is all knowing basketball guru, bro.
I mean, you can't argue, but I ain't gonna lie, you're probably wrong. Well, I'm always down to listen to an opinion or so.
For sure, for sure. You know, sometimes I appreciate him listening to my opinions, bro. Even though he knows sometimes I be wrong as shit.
But I mean, it's an opinion, though. It ain't like you saying, if you said Jordan is the GOAT, I mean, that's an opinion. I can't say, you're wrong on that because that's your opinion. But if you say something like LeBron is a better three-point shooter than Stephen Curry, which I've actually heard in person, then you're just fucking wrong.
LeBron is a better three-point shooter than Curry?
I did ask a guy.
Who the fuck you heard that from? What the fuck? Bruh.
And the guy that and my other buddy who heard that shit, he not really a basketball dude, but he know, he looked at me. He was like, there's no way this guy really just said that shit. But that's a story for a different day. That shit's just crazy.
Wait. There's an argument going on TikTok about Kyrie and Steph. Who's better?
Kyrie or Steph?
Yup. There's been an argument going on right now, bro.
Steph or Curry. I mean, the way how he stretches the defense. Don't get me wrong. Kyrie is a dog, but the way Stephen Curry is a better three-point shooter than Kyrie. Not saying Kyrie isn't a good three-point shooter because he is a good three-point shooter, but Steph Curry is also a way better playmaker than Kyrie Irving. And the best thing about Stephen Curry's whole entire kit is that he don't need the ball to be effective.
He don't, bro. That motherfucker run around, bro. Well, not even that. teams down there know he run around so much, bro. So they got to literally plot on him running around if he get by everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah, though, that boy Curry crazy. That's a bad boy.
Nah, he is crazy. Deadass.
But I am thinking, like, I am thinking the Celtics, man. I don't know. I'm thinking, so I want the Mavericks to win. You know, they put us out. I still want them to win. I'm not gonna lie.
No, look, I will say, like, not even being biased because I'm a Lakers fan, but like, I would love to see the Celtics to win because, like, it's Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, like, and a lot of the other guys on the team. Like, you can't help not to be, like, if you're a fan of hoops, you cannot help to be a fan of, like, different players. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but it's the same thing with on the other side, too. Like, I love Luka. Like, I always knew Luka was going to be good, but I never knew he was going to be that good. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, way before he even got drafted,
nah, I used to see videos of him. Nigga, you was talking about him before he got drafted.
Yeah.
I remember.
Like I said, I didn't know he was going to be this good. It's the same with SGA. Like, I didn't know he was going to be as good as he is now. But, like, I would love to see Luka and Kyrie win a ring, especially Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Like,
for sure.
Kyrie might be the best Robin outside of Scottie Pippen.
Literally.
Like, you know Kyrie going to give you buckets literally in the playoffs, bro. Like, Kyrie is consistent in the playoffs. Like, I was looking at a fucking compilation of Kyrie Irving the other day. And that shit was hard. Like, he was talking shit to fucking Kobe back in Team USA. And Kobe was like, you really think you could guard me? Like, you only played 3 games in college. And Kyrie Irving said, it takes some guys 30 games to get good. It takes some guys 10. And when he said that shit, I was like, bro, that shit hard, bro. Because, like, that's a fact, bro. Either you got it or you don't, bro. And Kyrie got that shit. Like, he might be the best under-the-rim player as a guard that I've ever seen. Like, if he get under the rim, bro, he going to finish that shit. Like,
bro, that motherfucker get to do what he want.
He always do what the fuck he want.
That's crazy, man. I like Kyrie, man. I always wanted my game to be like Kyrie. That's crazy. Like, well, I'm not going to say that. Take that back. More like, really like D-Rose or like Russell Westbrook. But Kyrie, like, I like those type of players that can, like, you know what I'm saying? That can score it in the rim.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Kyrie is a generational talent. Like, he might not be, like, an all-time generational talent, but he definitely is a generational talent because the shit that he could do on a basketball court, like, that takes years and years of practice. Like, it's just like Stephen Curry. The only difference is Stephen Curry is a all-time generational talent because – you cannot replicate that. Like, the closest thing we've seen of Steph Curry is Trae Young. And I will say Trae Young came out the gate a better player than Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
But he's not Stephen Curry. You know what I mean?
That's facts. That's facts. Bro. Wait, no. You seen that Dragon Ball Z sparking shit?
Yeah, I seen a lot of that shit. Matter of fact, we could pull that shit up right now.
Bro. Nigga. Hey.
I can't wait for that shit to drop. I hope that shit is as good as fucking Tenkaichi. Whatever you said.
Oh, Tenkaichi? Somebody Budokai Tenkaichi? Yeah. I think Spark can stand for that.
Because that game was really good, bro. Like, that was a really good game. And I ain't gonna lie.
Well, Dragon Ball Z game really wasn't, though.
All Dragon Ball games did not be hitting, bro. Let's be honest, bro. Like, bro, look at a game like Xenoverse, bro. If you take away the multiplayer aspect of Xenoverse, that game is pretty ass. Like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like,
the game itself is fun. Wipe the floor Xenoverse, I'm ready. Fun. So bring it on. I'm not gonna lose. Can I even win this fight? Yeah!
Ready for this?
Here you go! Time to get
started. I like the graphics.
Yeah. No, the graphics straight. That's not the problem. What I'm saying is,
shut your mouth.
The reason why Xenoverse is fast is because they try to advertise it to be like some type of like Budokai Tenkaichi game. when it was nothing like
that. Hello, I can't hear you. What you saying?
With how Xenoverse is trying to advertise itself to be when it first came out was supposed to be like a new version of that game, a Tenkaichi. And it's nothing like it. Because, like, why do you have three separate characters that's the same character? Like, that shit's fucking crazy, bro. Like, they'll have, like, three Gokus, and they all have the same exact move. Like, that shit's crazy, bro.
Bro, I don't know, bro. They have different, they have, like, they'll be, like, super, they'll be, like, Goku, something, like, on each one of them, but they all look the same, right?
Yeah.
Like, they all look the same. Like, the same moveset and shit like that.
They have the same moveset versus, like, other Dragon Ball games have done that same thing, but it'll be a different moveset only that version of that character has. Or they'll release these DLC characters and only get them two moves, and then they'll fill up the rest of the moves with like Meteor Smash or some shit. Hey, come on, man. Like, what is that?
Them boys like gave up on the game.
It's just lazy, like, bro.
But them workers probably was tired, bro. They're probably like, they're working on the game for so long, bro. For this shit to be over with, let's go ahead and just throw some shit in there.
I don't know, bro. I'm just saying, like, that's just lazy, bro. Don't get me wrong, I'm looking forward to this game. I hope this game gives a lot because I grew up playing Budokai Tenkaichi. I actually played like almost all the Budokai series, the whole entire, like, all of them. And, like,
oh, yeah?
It was just fun. Like, even the just the OG Budokai ones, just when it was just regular Budokai, like, even those were fun.
They were fun, bro. Which Dragon Ball where you had to spin that motherfucker analog to the right, to the left, try to hold Raditz?
I think that was special. I think that was
was that three?
I think that was like number two of Budokai Tenkaichi, or like number one. It's one of the early ones.
Yeah,
I remember that shit. That shit was funny. Nah, and then
we used to melt that damn analog stick.
They made one Dragon Ball game. That shit was fucking cheeks, bro. Hold on, let me find that shit. Trash. Dragon Ball games. Let me find that shit, bro. I know I'm gonna find that shit. Cause you like they made you be like a random thing.
A random thing. Oh, you remember that game, bro. The Breakers?
That shit had potential, but they gave up on that shit.
Yeah. We was on that motherfucker though.
Yeah, for a little bit. That shit had potential. Breakers was fun though. But like games like that, I forgot what you call those games. But they always have like a niche fan base.
That'd be that certain type of
dead by. I forgot what you call that type of game.
Shit.
I think this is it right here. This got to be one of the worst Dragon Ball games. Ultimate Tenkaichi. This one right here. You see that shit?
Yeah, I see it.
This got to be the worst one. Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi. This got to be one of the worst Dragon Ball games. It was basically a rock, paper, scissors simulator, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Bro, you're lying.
I'm not showing you this shit, bro. This shit was horrible. This got to be the worst game ever, bro. The worst Dragon Ball game ever. I don't care what nobody say. Worst game ever.
You said rock, paper, scissors, bro?
Bro, it was a rock, paper, scissors simulator, bro. Dead ass. I need to find this shit so you can see that shit, bro. That shit was fucking horrible, bro. Look, I watched this video. This shit came out 2 years ago, this video right here. He even got like the worst DBZ game ever fucking made, bro.
Shit, I don't see it.
Fucking
that
rock,
shit.
Paper, scissors simulator, bro.
I don't see it.
You don't see the screen? I'm sharing my screen.
Nah, I got like the Ultimate Team Easy thing up there.
Let me add that shit. There you go. You see that shit now?
It's now or never. Krillin versus Super Gogeta for the win.
Come on!
No! 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 now. Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi. Yeah, I bet you thought I'd keep the game name hidden for a little while longer. But this has always been the worst Dragon Ball Z game Never even really been that close.
Look, I've always just associated right
the game with how disappointed they I felt when other. I first played the game back on its release. I mean, this was the first Dragon Ball game with character customization built in. So there was a bit of rock. Oh, you're not going to land there, Nano. I'll catch you. Woo! Oh, wait, no, I'm actually going to beat you up. I caught you. Don't worry about it.
Beat his back in.
There you go, dude.
Okay, that was pretty hot.
I put you down gently. You picked right, didn't you? Just kidding. You picked left. You thought this was a 50-50 game, man, but it's all skill. I've been telling you.
What is this? Look at this shit. It's telling him to press square to do this shit and press triangle to do this shit, bro. Like, what?
That. That no, don't like pause, Buffer. You know you're trying to pause, Buffer.
I just got
to
press buttons like crazy. No,
you're not.
Why won't this let me recover? Like, what do I have to do?
Spam that button. Nope. Counter.
What? Oh, you fool, Nano. You're going down.
No. No, Dotto.
Got him again, boys. We're going further the combo. You better keep mashing. People of the Earth, I need your energy.
I actually hate you.
Oh, yeah, Nano, try to dodge this. You'll actually get to evade if you want to. You're going to try to evade, play Guitar Hero?
That's what you want to do.
Did you do it? What?
Did I do it?
Bounce it back. Whoa. You did not just... How did you do that?
A few moments later.
What? No, I did this first.
Yeah, you're dead now. It's over. I can't believe you evaded the spirit bomb.
I'm upset. I kind of want to... Can we rematch that?
Do you want to rematch?
One more time, bro.
Let me recover. Like, what do I have to do?
Counter. Nope. Counter.
Oh, what? You fool, Nano. You're going down.
No, Dotto.
Yeah, what's up? Got him again, boys. That? We're going further the combo. Man, you better keep mashing. People of the Earth, I need your energy.
I actually hate you.
Man. Oh, yeah, Nano, try to dodge this. You'll actually get to evade if you want to.
Look at that shit. This shit says defense reaction. Do you want to evade?
Press square. That shit got you tight.
Bro, I bought this game. That's why that shit making me even more mad. I actually legit bought this shit. You know what they did, bro? They used the name Ultimate Tenkaichi to get all the Budokai Tenkaichi fans. They was like, yeah, this is going to be one because this is the ultimate version of the last great Dragon Ball game I played. You fucking buy this shit and it's a rock, paper, scissors simulator. Just look at this shit, DeMar. Where's the skill in that? It's saying, do you want to invade? Press square. Do you want to guard? Press circle.
You must just get your ass beat in this game, huh?
Hell, try to evade, play Guitar Hero.
Nigga, I'm the best gamer in my whole time.
Did you do it? What?
There ain't nobody.
Oh, hold up! Congratulations, Jalen, man, and Monte and Brian. Congratulations, them boys graduated high school.
Bro, I never believed in congratulating somebody for graduating high school, bro. If you can't graduate high school, bro, then you just don't deserve to be, like, on Earth.
What the
fuck? It's a difference.
Why is it gotta difference be that extreme, though? Extreme.
Nigga, it's a difference between, like, dropping out. I'm not talking about that shit. Like, high school is fucking easy. All you gotta do is show up.
Bro, to you, though, it might be, like, high school might be, like, really challenging for, like, other people.
Nigga, how? You just show up, nigga. And then, bro. And they do most of the half, 2 out of their 4 years of high school, it was like COVID, so them niggas was never in school for real. They was going on a computer using Quizlet. Come on, bro. If you gave me Quizlet right now, nigga, in high school, I'm graduating with a 4.0. That's all I'm going to say, nigga.
No, you're not, bro.
Quizlet? Come on.
Bro, nigga, don't act like niggas that used to go out there and just type that shit in.
Nigga, don't act like I could pull up. Don't act like I don't have Socratic on my phone, nigga. I'll start pulling up math problems.
That's only for math, though.
No, that shit worked for everything. Now they updated this shit.
I bet you got to pay for that shit, too.
No, that's just free. I used that shit in my last class.
Oh, so you cheating?
Hell yeah, I'm cheating, nigga. They can't catch me, then what do you want me to do, nigga? Do have a better job of catching me from cheating.
What if I just call in and just tell on you, though?
What you doing? Yes, you could do that, nigga. You think I'm gonna care? Nigga, it's too late. They already put my grade in. They already said I passed.
And I'm going to tell them, like, they got to pull you back.
It's too late, nigga. They already gave me my credit.
For sure.
All right. Well, so let's at least start telling these dudes what this podcast is going to be about, because now we're just talking.
Oh, yeah, we is just yapping. So you want to be like we vibing, you know what I'm saying? We chilling. It's like, because most of the times, like, we, like, what made us want to start a podcast in the first place, like, basically, like, when we first met, we will always, like, have, like, long-ass conversations, bro, like, and it'd be interesting conversations. It'd be something, like, sometimes it'd be debates, but it'd also be, like, you also, both parties are throwing out, like, good reasons, like, why, like, da-da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, bro. We, ever since then, we just kind of had that idea, right? Right, cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, fucking, like I said at the beginning, like, we've been talked about having this podcast shit. Like, yeah, like, this ain't new to us. Like, we always wanted to do this shit. We just didn't know how. Or, like, that was probably mainly the main reason. Like, we didn't know how to even start doing this shit. Like, now it's all easily accessible. Like, everybody is doing a podcast. So, like, the podcast, like, industry is, like, easily accessible. So, like, now anybody could do a podcast. Which, that shouldn't be allowed, because a lot of these podcasts be fucking trash. Like, they be talking about, oh, if he can't pay all my bills, I don't want to be with him. Or if she got more than three bodies, I can't be with her. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, what happened to the shit, the chill shit? Like, niggas talking about sports or video games or whatever. And that's kind of like what we trying to bring back, because, like, like my boy Sayo said, like, we just vibing, like, really, like, one thing we have in common is anime, video games, cartoons, sports, all that shit. And we just want to talk about that shit, really. I mean, we really couldn't really come up with a name for our pod. That's why we really named it the Omniverse. What is it, Omniverse Stories?
Mm-hmm.
We named it that.
Ben 10, that nigga.
Yeah, because Ben 10, that nigga, like, if you don't know, then you need to figure it out. Because that nigga, he's him. And it all started because our boy Jordan, he has a lot of opinions. And, like, the way how he opinionates things, it's like his opinion is always right. Which, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, saying his opinions be wrong. But one time, he's a big, like, Goku guy or something like that. Or at least at the time he was. And there was, like, a discussion, like, who can beat Goku, like, who legit could beat Goku. And somebody brought up Ben 10, because he has he could, like, a lot of people literally say, like, Ben 10 could turn to a Saiyan, considering that the Saiyan race is an alien, right? So that's where the conversation started. But then it got even more deeper, where people was like, bro, Ben 10 really is very OP. Because he has one alien called Alien X, which literally Alien X could do whatever Alien X wants to do. Literally. Create new universes or whatever. So, like, it got to that point. So, it kind of just started off as trolling Jordan, because it's, like, funny to troll him, because, like, he, like I said, his opinions mean a lot to him. So, it's just always funny trolling. But, like, we just kind of took it and ran with it. It was, like, yeah, we just called it the Omniverse Stories, you know? Because how we look at it, it's just going to be a whole bunch of different stories, or, like, you know, just us talking and vibing, for real.
Facts.
I mean, like, whenever we eventually grow and stuff, we really want to start taking, like, input from, like, our listeners and viewers or whatever, because, like, it makes for good conversation. Like, we're not going to be able to come up with everything. I mean, it's impossible to come up with everything, but, like, there is a lot to talk about now. And there will always be a lot to talk about.
There's always,
like, for instance, for sure. The first thing we got that we was going to talk about is meat riding anime characters. And like, I think DeMar, no, I added that. And the reason why I brought that up is because people be meat riding, bro. Like, people be, like, just meat riding. Like, for instance.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. The one guy
that I hate that gets meat rolled the most is fucking, what's his name? Neji from Naruto. Like, I don't understand why people be meat riding Neji.
What do you mean?
He was never a good character. He was a fucking asshole.
Crazy. He put a finger up your ass, boy.
He was literally an asshole. Like, I don't understand why people like characters like that. That's like a shitty person. Bro. He had no redeeming qualities. And then the creator, when they killed him off, spoiler alert, if you don't know this by now, when they fucking killed him off, the creator tried to fucking redeem him, be like, Naruto, I always knew you was going to be the one. I always looked up to you, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Like, come on, bro. Like, this nigga was, he was fucking hell the whole time on the whole fucking show, especially on regular Naruto. That nigga was a fucking dog. He didn't care. The only thing he cared about was his fucking clan. Like, what the hell? At least you had people like Shigemaru, who was like, they had redeeming qualities. Like,
come on, bro.
I'm just being honest.
Come on, bro.
And he's one of many characters that get.
That's like saying you don't like Jiraiya, bro.
Bro, why do people like Jiraiya? Just because he fucking helped fucking Naruto?
Yeah, bro.
People don't even like Naruto.
And he's strong as shit. Who don't like Naruto? Everybody likes Naruto, bro.
No, everybody likes fucking Sasuke. Nobody be liking Naruto. Everybody's like, oh, Sasuke. Nobody's favorite character is ever Naruto. But everybody loves Jiraiya, but nobody loves Naruto. That's just fucking crazy.
Bro, now that you say that, bro. Naruto has never been my favorite character.
Exactly, bro. And don't get me wrong. It's easy to like.
That's crazy.
It's easy to like the non-protagonist. But come on, bro. Niggas got to start showing love to the protagonist, bro.
Damn. Nah, but there's a lot of other main characters, you know what I'm saying, that people actually like for real. Like,
very cool.
Damn, hold up. Hold up, cuz. Luffy?
No, more people like fucking his boy. What's his name?
No, bro. Gear 5 Luffy, bro?
He just released. That nigga's brand new.
Gear 5 Luffy, bro? Come on, bro. That nigga put that white armor on, bro?
They got five transformations, and it took him how many years? Like fucking 20 years?
Well, let me see you transform, nigga.
Nigga, Goku got like five transformations in like 10.
No, let me see you transform then.
Nigga, I done transformed, nigga.
That boy, Transformer.
that should just be crazy, bro.
But nah, bro. Nobody, damn. Let me think of somebody else. Oh, I like Jim Mori. Jim Mori from God of High School. You watch that yet?
No, I never watched that shit.
Bro, we should have like anime days, bro. Where we just call each other and watch an episode or two, you know, a new episode. Hopefully we can get it like in like a group type thing. And we just like watch that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I think it'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like a watch party. I was telling Keith about that earlier.
That should be solid. And there's even a YouTube video of the biggest meat riders in anime. Oh no, this is the biggest meat riders in anime. Like the actual characters and how they be meat riding dudes, because they brought up old boy. They brought up old boy from Attack on Titan. What's his name? Flock. I don't know if you watched Attack on Titan. If you haven't, you should watch it.
For sure.
You need to watch fucking, what is it called? Death Note? I don't know why you still watch that shit.
Oh my God, bro.
That's literally one of the greatest anime to ever be created.
Oh my God, bro.
It really is. You can ask anybody that watch anime, they'll tell you. Like, I've not seen so many people say the same thing. Like, that anime is so good that you don't even want to rewatch it because you'll know you'll never watch anything as good as that ever again.
Bro. You need to watch Code Geass. I'm telling you.
I would watch Code Geass, but that shit don't appeal to me. It's not sexy.
Bro, you ain't even watch. You ain't even know what it look like.
Yes, I do. Nigga, I done seen it a lot because that's like the first anime. Like, if you look up animes to watch after Death Note, that's like always one of the top recommended.
Code Geass?
Yeah, that's always one of the top recommended.
Bro, you gotta watch it, bro. Death Note don't fucking appeal sexy.
What the fuck? Yeah, because all you want to do is see niggas fight.
Bro, they don't really fight enough. What do you mean?
I know, that's the thing. All you want to do is see niggas fight, bro. You never want to see niggas just fucking just chilling. Bro, that's a cat and mouse anime, bro. That's just crazy because you always want to know who's going one up the other.
True.
That's just crazy.
But wouldn't Death Note be that too?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what it is. Death Note is a cat and mouse anime.
That's how Code Geass is though. Like cat and mouse.
No, I'm not saying that. Like I will watch Code Geass. It's just I haven't felt like watching it. Like I'm trying to think of the last anime I actually did watch. Because I've been watching a lot of other shit. I've been watching a lot of shit.
What you been watching?
Most recently, I've been watching a lot of reality shows with my lady.
Low key, right? Bruh. Ever since, bro, I swear to God, bruh. Same here, bro.
Nigga, you know I only watch anime if I have somebody to watch it with. Like, talk about it with. You remember when we first met? That's what I told you.
But it's still crazy how we first met.
And you was like, do you watch anime? And I was like, yeah, I do. I just don't watch it a lot because like I never had friends who watched it, so I never had nobody to talk about it with. So it's no point in me watching it because it's nobody I engage conversation with.
Yes, you did say that.
I mean, that's what makes stuff like that very interesting. Like, you know, like you have pure fans of the art. Like, but like for me, it's like I like engaging inside that conversation. I mean, it's like if you're into something, like say for instance basketball, right? Like for you, right? You go to the basketball court, bro. You're gonna find other dudes that's into basketball, so it makes it more fun. But like,
fair.
Back, you know, when we was growing up, fucking anime wasn't the most popular thing. So like,
hell nah, like we used to get like called weird,
bro. Like niggas don't understand, like
all that.
Nigga, you used to have to go on YouTube and watch like them 10-minute videos of an episode to fucking try to watch everything. Like,
yeah.
Like people really don't understand that shit. And like it's crazy because like I'd be at work and I'd be talking about anime, and people be like, man, I can't watch anime. And I just start naming all their childhood cartoons. And I'd be like, bro, you know that was an anime. That was anime.
You know that anime, yep.
And they'd be like, damn, that really was. Like I'd be like, Pokemon, yep. Anime, Yu-Gi-Oh, yep. Anime, Sonic, yep. X, anime. Like legit, I'd be naming shit, and they'd be like, damn, that was anime? And I was like, yeah, that's legit anime. Legit. If you stayed up past, what was it, like 8 o'clock on a Saturday and a Friday, yep. Toonami yep. came on, nine times out of 10.
Oh, anime. My God. Toonami? Bro. Cool. Bro.
And Toonami was fire. Let me show you this. I'm going to show you my screen real quick. This is what I'd be watching, bro, on YouTube. Fucking, this shit right here, my shirt. I'll be watching this shit right here. You see this shit where my set? Classic Toonami Midnight Run.
Oh, that shit 4 hours?
Yeah, bro. It's basically like a stream.
Yeah. Like,
bro, I put that bitch on the other day. They pulled up this shit called Bo 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 Bo. Have you ever watched it? It's an old school anime that I vividly remember disliking, and they play that shit and I turn that shit off. But I've been watching this shit. Look, they be having that old like anime. Emergency look at this shit.
Hey, that's like, pretty cool, bro.
Look, even the old commercials. Look at this shit.
Now for an inside look at the miraculous season of the New England Patriots.
Old ass commercial, $1.59 an issue.
Save over 50% off the cover price. This Super Bowl football, designed exclusively for Sports Illustrated, is also free when you use your credit card. It's a super collectible you can't get anywhere else.
Just because this shit.
Call now and get all three free.
Right, I'm turning off. All right, you hear me now?
I hear you.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, they got the old-ass commercials and shit. Like, if you stayed up past 8 on a Friday or Saturday, bro, you watch some. I guarantee you watch at least one anime. Niggas don't be knowing, bro. Now, I remember I was talking to one dude. He said, bro, I can't watch anime, bro. That shit weird. And I was like, what's weird about it, nigga? What's the difference between watching anime and watching, like, I don't know, the Ultimate Spider-Man, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck, nigga? Supposed to be banging, nigga.
Basically.
All right, so I got a question, bro. Somebody brought it up to me, and I kind of felt like this was right. So you know how, like, the Latin America community, their biggest anime is Dragon Ball?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the African American or Black community biggest anime? I already got an answer, and they had said it too. That's why they brought it up to my attention. And now when they told me that shit, I was like, damn, bro, I ain't gonna lie, they might be right about that. What would you say?
Boondocks?
No, nigga. This nigga, bro. You fumbling already, bro.
Nigga, what the fuck?
One, Boondocks isn't an anime. It's anime inspired, yes, but no.
It's an anime, bro.
That's not the answer.
Okay. Let me another try. Samurai Jack.
Nigga, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you that. No, nigga, the answer is fucking Naruto, bro.
I was about to say that.
I was like, I ain't gonna lie. Now you say that, Naruto might be the Black people anime. Because that was my first answer too. Whenever I do recommend another Black person anime, I always say Naruto. And the one thing I always say, bro. I explained Naruto. I was like, imagine a whole bunch of gangs beefing with each other, and it's always on site. Because that's what Naruto essentially is, bro. Like, hey, a whole bunch of dudes repping their city, whatever, their set, with headbands with their set on it. And as soon as they see another rival, they clip, they get the banging on site. Like, it don't matter, bro. They had them. Hey, Naruto is crazy because they had them niggas at 12 years old out there fighting niggas, bro.
Killing niggas, bro. Fighting and killing niggas, bro.
Hey, them niggas wild, bro. Imagine sending out like your little cousin out there right now. Be like, hey, bro, you got to go on this mission to kill one of the top niggas, bro.
Oh, shit.
Them niggas was crazy.
Then they go send them to kill the strongest niggas, bro.
The strongest niggas, bro. I think another crazy thing is them niggas do not be having no PTSD, bro. I don't see how you don't have that shit, bro. You don't watch niggas die. You don't watch your homeboy die.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Hey, that shit wild.
I'd be scared to go back out that bitch, bro.
Hey, you got little niggas like Konohamaru. He probably about like 6 years old. He ready to get out there in the field. Like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? You don't go play with no toys or something? That shit crazy. Bro, you got niggas like Itachi. I don't know how old he was when he killed his clan, but that nigga had to be at least maybe 14 years old, bro. Killing grown-ass people, bro. Like, come on, man.
No, bro. I know you remember how Shikamaru used to do niggas, bro. Bury niggas alive.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. That shit's crazy, bro.
Bro. I don't know, like, them kids, bro. Nah, that's crazy, bro. And they go rushing right back into that motherfucking danger, too.
Hell yeah.
They give a fuck.
Damn, bro. The crazy thing is, bro, I don't get the point of even wanting to do that shit. They don't show no salary or nothing. Like, they get paid.
Yeah.
They just be fighting.
They just do that shit and protect the village just to protect the village.
Yeah, bro. Like, they ain't getting nothing out of it. They ain't getting no money.
Mike, I don't know, bro. Now that you say that, bro, you asked some great questions. Great questions.
Well, I see you was streaming The Force Unleashed. How long you been streaming that shit? You just start?
I just started yesterday.
I always wanted to replay that game, but that's just never available. Like, it's like when you'll look it up in the store or whatever, and that should be like unavailable. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you gotta buy that bitch.
Like, yeah. that's just always like, that's one of the best Star Wars games ever made.
It is. I just hate the fact that it's so old, though.
Like, it's just a hack and slash. Like, they don't make games like that no more. Hack and slashes?
I don't. Well, some MMORPGs.
I don't know, man. You go to them old God of War games, bro. Nigga, all you doing is killing. Now, that's Star Wars Force Unleashed, bro. You just walking through killing everything in your way, bro. They don't make games like that.
That is true. You be walk through killing everything, that motherfucker.
Yeah, I was trying to explain some of the stuff to you because like, it's always like interesting, especially somebody like you who don't know nothing about it, but like you know of it. Because like what you were saying, like some of the stuff you were saying was like facts, but like I said, bro, if you go back and watch like the Clone Wars, the animated series, bro, like, because they did a good job.
I was watching that.
They did a good job, especially in that last season they added a few years ago, like, because they added that very last season, like, to conclude everything. They did a good job showing, like, how everything was, like, fell into place and, like, how the Empire grew to fame. Like, they did a really good job. That's why, like, I don't know if you've seen it, but I was like, because you was like, if Anakin never would turn to a dark side, would that shit still would have happened? And that's why I was like, man, that shit was inevitable, bro. If it wouldn't have been Anakin, it would have been somebody else. Because they was tearing up the Empire from the inside out anyway.
Because, who do you think it would have been, though?
Oh, I don't know. It could have been anybody. Because, like, for instance, the Sith, they live at this rule called the Rule of Two, where it only could be two living Sith at a time. And before Anakin, it was Count Dooku. So like, if that would have just happened, Count Dooku would have still been alive, and he would have just been like the apprentice. And then Count Dooku would have got him an apprentice, and then Count Dooku would have killed his master. It's just a cycle. That's literally the cycle. It's the rule of two, because it used to be before like the Republic and shit. It used to be like hella Sith, like just as much Sith as there are Jedi. But then all the Sith killed each other. They was like, man, I want to be the most powerful Sith. I want to be the most powerful. They killed each other, some shit. And then that's when the Sith created the rule of two. And if you go back and watch like the Phantom Menace, which have Darth Maul in it, they thought Darth Maul was the fucking Emperor. Like he was the Sith.
That nigga Darth Maul cool,
bro. Oh, no, he cool as fuck, but that nigga always got laid out by fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That nigga, Obi-Wan, right.
Obi-Wan killed that nigga like three times.
That's crazy.
If you go back and watch the Phantom Menace, they thought Darth Maul was the Lord, the Sith Lord. They thought he was the Sith Lord. But then they found out that he wasn't the Sith Lord. They was like, oh, shit. What the fuck?
But it was actually Vader, right?
Nah, it was Palpatine. So Palpatine, aka the Emperor.
Yeah.
That nigga, he was he was the supreme counselor of the like Republic government or whatever.
Yep.
That nigga was over there building his whole entire army under the nose of the Jedi the whole time. Like, that nigga was crazy. Like he rose to become supreme counselor, and was like, now that he was basically like essentially the president of the world. I mean, of the galaxy. He was like, well, now I'm at the head of the galaxy, I can start pushing shit in my favor. The nigga built the clone army because what happened was, I think he funded the droids as the emperor. He funded the droids, right?
Yeah.
And the droids. The thing about the droids was, they could fucking, they was outnumbering everybody. Cause the Republic didn't have an army. It was only the Jedi, right?
Right. And
he was basically showing how weak the Jedi were by supplying droids to all the enemy planets. And the droids was like, they could make droids and it was cheap to make the droids. They could just mass produce them, you know what I mean? So they were just giving everybody droids. And the droids was always outnumbering all the Jedi. So then he was like, all right, now that's
no droids was ass though.
There was ass, but that was the point. That was the point. It was like, bro, they're just fucking robots. But like I said, you could mass produce them. You know what I mean? Like at a moment notice, they could have another million. That's so true. then them niggas is like, all right, I'm going to show you how weak are the Jedi are. They created the clone army. Well, he created the clone army under their nose and was like, now with a clone army, we can mass produce clones just as effective as droids. And then that's when everybody's like, all right, we'll take the clones or whatever. And then that's when whole time he was programming them niggas to fucking, you know, do Order 66, which was when they kill all the Jedi.
Bro, bro. So they kill everybody?
Nah, some of them escaped. I think it was like less than 10% of the Jedi escaped.
How did they kill them? Like, how they got them all in that one spot to kill them, though?
Well, not all of them was in the one spot, though. That's the thing. So some of them was like, they was either like actively on a mission, and that's how they died, because they didn't know that was about to happen. And some of them, they could feel it happening, because they was like, what the fuck? Something don't feel right. Like, for instance, Yoda, if you go back and watch the movie, Attack of the Clones, I think that's the one. Yoda, he could tell something was going on. He was like, wait, something don't feel right. And he looked at the fucking Wookiees and was like, hey, we need to get out of here because something don't feel right. The nigga, so some of the Jedi, they could feel something happening. They knew something was going on. Even
is
Ahsoka.
Is that in Clone Wars?
Yeah, so some of that stuff they showed in Clone Wars. Like Ahsoka, she knew something was happening. Like she could feel it. She was like, what the fuck? Why does the energy feel off? And then some of them escaped. Like not all of them. I think, like I said, it was less than 10% of Jedi that escaped. Because it was a lot. But that's when Vader, his job was to find every Jedi and kill them all.
Damn.
Which he did.
And that's how they came up with like the Force Unleashed, huh?
So the Force Unleashed, like I said, they were trying to make that shit canon. But I don't know. The Force Unleashed is kind of like its own thing now. It's like a fucking what if. Because, yeah. So which one are you playing? Are you playing the first one?
Yeah, I got the first one right now. Then I'm I thought I beat this one. I'm gonna get the second one.
I don't know if it is on the first one, but was Starkiller a little boy at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So you know how Vader, he showed up at the random Jedi house to fucking kill him?
Yep.
That's exactly how that shit went. So Vader would come pull up on you and fucking kill you. So, like, just imagine that, but, like, more canon. So, if you ever watch Star Wars Rebels, they introduced the Inquisitors. Have you played Star Wars Star Wars The Fallen? You know what I'm talking about? The new Star Wars game?
Like, yeah. I played like both of them. Yeah, I got both.
So you know how you fight with, like, Second Sister and all them?
Yeah.
Those are the Inquisitors. So it kind of retcons the whole Sith rule, where it's the rule of two, because it's only supposed to be two Sith. But Vader is like, man, I'm getting tired of fucking killing all these Jedi, bro. It seemed like they're almost impossible to either find, or like it's taking up too much time. So he created the Inquisitors, which instead of killing all the Jedi, if he found a Force-sensitive kid, he would kidnap them, and then they would raise them to be on the Inquisitors.
Yeah. Kind of smart.
Yeah, because he was like, bro, that's just way too much work, because it's like, bro, they just keep fucking popping up. Like, what the fuck? So he created the Inquisitors. Smart. He created the Inquisitors to fucking do all the hunting for him. That's why, like, on that first Star Wars game, I haven't played the second one yet. I'm playing it. I actually got downloaded right now. But on the first game, that's why he was in hiding, because it's like Jedi is like, if you had any type of force ability, they either was kidnapping you or killing you. There was no in between. And they was on that planet because somebody snitched. It was like, yeah, bro, we swore we seen a Jedi on this planet or some shit. So, you know, Second Sister, and I think it was Fourth Sister, was looking for that nigga on that planet. And then, you know, his dude that he worked with got fucking clapped. But it says right here that there was an estimated 100 Jedi survived Order 66 out of 10,000. So, like I said, less than 10% of Jedi survived Order 66.
Bro, I got to see this. Like, hold up, bro. I got to see this. I'm going to pull this up. I'm gonna pull up my phone.
Like, that's just crazy, though. That nigga really did that shit. Because what happened was they started giving every Jedi their own clone army. And they and see, the thing is, Order 66 could have been prevented because they put these, like, if you watch the Clone Wars, they show it. They put these chips inside their neck that, like, basically hypnotize them niggas. So, like, if they would have just took all the chips out, none of the fucking clones would have fucking, you know, betrayed them.
Wait, so all the clones for the Jedi's betrayed the Jedi's?
Yeah, every single one. Unless they took out that chip, which, like, only, like, a pinch full of clones took out their chips. Only a pinch full. And then that's when they created the Storm Army, the Stormtrooper Army. That's when they created the Stormtrooper Army. And then they phased out all the clone troopers. And a lot of the clone troopers, they felt bad too, because they was like, man, it sucks that, like, we was hypnotized to kill our generals, our leaders. And then as soon as we started working for the Empire, they started, like, betraying us. It was tough, man. I mean, imagine killing the nigga that was by your side during all them years of war.
Damn, bro, this shit sad as fuck.
That nigga, bro, that shit's crazy, bro. That nigga's really, like, if you watch the Clone Wars, bro, just seeing that shit from the behind the scenes parts, because, like, they was talking about that shit. And Count Dooku, he tried telling them niggas. He was like, hey, y'all keep worrying about me.
How did he set that up?
Who, the Emperor?
Yeah. How the hell he did that?
A nigga had a bet. Bro, that nigga had a backdoor deal. That nigga was so he was seeing Count Dooku to do all his dirty work. So then they thought Count Dooku was the Sith Lord the whole time, when really Count Dooku was really the apprentice.
Damn, bro, I gotta go back and watch that shit, bro. Damn,
that's just some good shit. Like, it really is. Like, it really is some good shit. Like, that shit was crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas was going crazy, bro. Like I said, only less than 100 Jedi survived that shit. And that's just an estimate. That's just an estimate. It's probably less than that.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit's crazy, bro.
So Fallen Order and fucking Survivor takes place after Order 66.
It takes place after Order 66, but I think it takes place before the Galactic Civil War.
Yeah, the Galactic War?
Yeah, so the Galactic Civil War. So you had so all the conflicts that has, like, that's on TV. Let me see. I'm gonna look that shit up. So you had the pre-Clone Wars, which was before the clones. You had the Clone Wars, which is when you see the clones. And then you had the post-Clone War, which is the Imperial era. The Imperial era. So that was, like, when the Empire was first, like, being made. And then you had the Galactic Silver War. And then after the Civil War, which is when Disney took over. Bro,
damn, these niggas just be banging, boy.
Bro, it's a galaxy, bro. Them niggas, of course.
Never stop fighting.
After the Galactic Civil War, it was the regular chilling era. And then when Disney took over, that's when they became the First Order versus the Resistance War. And then that's about it. I don't think it goes past that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the First Order Resistance War. And then they beat the First Order. I don't know how the First Order happened. Like, Disney didn't do a good job explaining that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on real quick. Ain't no telling how this is with that bullshit. Word. Now my mouth got dry, cuz I had to give me a popsicle.
I think you had to get a popsicle.
Hell yeah. I like the idea of Star Wars, bro.
Yeah, Star Wars is pretty fire. I mean, the movies itself might not be all that, but like when you actually get into the like the lore, like reading like the comics or playing the video games and stuff, it's pretty fun. Cause the comics and stuff like basically like explains like all the stuff that people be wondering about, like how did this happen? And the show, like if you watch like the Clone Wars, like I said, the Clone Wars did a really good job of showing everything in between the fucking pre-Clone War and during the Clone War. It did a really good job of showing that.
So, okay. I got a question for you. Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Or Young Justice?
Oh, shit. That's tough because Star Wars, the Clone Wars is really fucking good. I ain't gonna lie. And it ended really good. Young Justice starts off really slow. Like, really slow. And then they started like, killing niggas and shit, bro. Like, nigga,
they didn't started dying, boy.
I stopped watching it. I don't know if they still adding episodes, but when I stopped watching it, it was when this one girl, she was trying to figure out her sexuality or some shit.
Mm.
And then that's when I stopped watching that shit. Not because of that, but that was the only episode that was out at the time. Like, the last episode out at the time.
Right.
But Young Justice is really good. And they did a good job with time skips, too.
They did. Very well.
Yeah, very well. Time skips. Niggas don't know how to do time skips, bro. Like, look at, like, Naruto, bro. Like from Naruto to fucking Boruto, that's a huge-ass time skip. I think you got two kids, bro. Like, what the fuck? Hey, what the fuck? Hey.
Yeah, two kids. He definitely did have two kids.
That nigga beating that shit in. What's her name?
Hinata.
Hinata.
He's all in them down. Them down. How you go down guts.
They said the child of Boruto and Sadara. Sarada, how you saying it? Is it Sadara or Sarada?
I think you said it right the first time.
Sarada? Sarada? Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, whatever. They said their child would literally be on, what is it, the Kyuga? They said literally their child would be literally a reincarnation of the Kyuga clan or whatever. Yeah. Because they would literally have all the genes of that clan.
That shit which is crazy.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of our older animes that we grew up with, so like Dragon Ball and fucking One Piece, they did a little bit better than both of those, but especially Naruto, mostly Naruto and Dragon Ball. That kind of
One Piece time skip is great.
Yeah, no, One Piece did a really good job of pacing because, like you look at Naruto and Dragon Ball, bro, they lost their like view on power scaling.
Yeah,
because it got to the point where for instance, Dragon Ball is a big like, and I love Dragon Ball, but like Dragon Ball is a big example of it where like, bro. The only way they can make Goku weaker is by introducing somebody stronger. Like back then,
yeah.
Back then, especially like you look at Dragon Ball Z, Goku used to actually legit train And they would have him legit training to get stronger. Like
who be training?
No, bro. All this nigga do be lifting heavy ass rocks and
no,
shit.
No, he don't, bro.
Bro, who? Hey, what's he do, bro?
No, he don't, bro. He trains with fucking weed and beers.
By just fighting?
Whatever, they're training in titles. It's not just fighting, though.
Bro, no. This nigga used to look.
Huh?
This nigga don't got no technique no more, bro.
What you mean? Nick, you just want to see that nigga fight the air. Fucking like Rocky Balboa or some shit, bro.
No, bro. That nigga used to legit shadow fight. Hey, them niggas used to, that nigga used to legit be training for real, bro.
You want to see this nigga struggle?
Bro, no, it's not that, bro. Legit, bro. You can't tell me, like, bro, they had to introduce fucking a god of destruction. And this nigga got Super Saiyan God, whatever the red one is, when his hair turned red or whatever.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That shit was fucking dumb. They was like, yeah, if you get 5 Saiyans to hold hands and fucking channel all their energy to that one Saiyan, they get the powers of the Super Saiyan God. It's like, what? Like, what the fuck?
So that wasn't smooth.
That was not smooth at all. Super Saiyan 1. Go back to the nigga first transformation.
Okay.
Super Saiyan 1.
And nigga was charging up for like
that nigga five got hours. That nigga got that shit because he seen his homeboy get fucking demolished. Nigga lifted his ass. Nigga lifted that nigga up in the air and blew that nigga up.
That nigga freeze his ass. Huh?
And that shit was fucking crazy. Hey, that nigga lifted that nigga up and blew that nigga up. But back to the point, the nigga got Super Saiyan 1 because that nigga was fucking pissed. And it was like, okay, that nigga's fucking mad. So that nigga power level, that shit went up.
Facts.
Fucking Trunks. Team Gohan. Super Saiyan 2. One, they showed them training for Super Saiyan 2 the whole time. They was in the hyperbolic chamber. Goku and him had to stay in Super Saiyan form the whole time. He was like, hey, keep holding on Super Saiyan form because we need you to, like, we need to learn how to, like, sustain this power. Because you remember for, like, Super Saiyan 1, he can't hold it that long because it was new. So he was training him that. And then, guess what? Cell kills his fucking android. Cell kills his dad. Cell kills all the other niggas.
He said his android.
Bro, the nigga fucking turned Super Saiyan 2. And he was fucking mad.
Okay.
Again, another boost of power because he was mad. Plus the training he already endured. Super Saiyan 3, Goku. This nigga was like, yeah, I've been working on this shit off screen. But I just want to show you something. I've been saving it because I don't really know how to control the power yet. He turns Super Saiyan 3. He does his thing or whatever. It's like, okay, cool. That's cool. All right, let's introduce a new form, Super Saiyan God. All right, how do we achieve this power? Oh, you just need 5 niggas that's the Saiyans to hold hands and channel that energy into fucking one Saiyan. They get the powers. What the fuck, nigga?
It kind of make you think about, like, why no nigga from them niggas on Planet Vegeta ain't that about doing that shit?
Yeah. Like, that's just fucking crazy. It just don't make no sense, bro. Like,
but then again, they didn't know how to go Super Saiyan. But I'm pretty sure they could have definitely went Super Saiyan.
But you tell me it's not one Saiyan on the history of the... Yeah, it wasn't one Saiyan in the history of Saiyans that could not reach Super Saiyan 1?
Yeah.
Because literally, Goku, based on his genetics, is a low-class Saiyan. He still reached Super Saiyan 1. So you telling me somebody of the royal bloodline or that was a warrior Saiyan, a mid-level Saiyan?
Ain't that Vegeta?
Well, Vegeta, he's from the royal bloodline, but it was no telling how strong, like, the royal bloodline really was.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, too, apparently on Raditz, he was the only member of his family that was not low class. So he was actually legit pretty strong for like his level. And apparently, Nappa was really fucking strong too.
For sure.
But he was actually legit a warrior. He wasn't low class or middle class. Like apparently Nappa was really him. Apparently, like Nappa used to like destroy planets like just for the fun of it.
Yeah, so Vegeta tossed him in the sky.
And that shit was wild. I showed my wife that shit.
What the hell, bro?
Hey, that shit was wild. Hey, that nigga tossed that nigga up in the air and blew that nigga up.
I said, wasn't that your nigga?
Nah, he was making a point though. You gotta think about it, bro. Cause look, them niggas fought Raditz, bro. Niggas fought Raditz. He was like, damn, this nigga Raditz low key strong. And right before Raditz died, that nigga was like, yeah, if y'all was struggling with me, but there's two more niggas stronger than me that's on their way
and
here.
And they pulling up on y'all, bitch ass niggas.
He was like, yeah, they gonna come slide. Pulling up on y'all. Them niggas come pull up. The first thing Nappa do, bro, he do that little shit where he flick up his wrist and blow up a city, bro. Like, what the fuck?
That nigga
pull up. All right. That nigga looking at me crazy. Let me blow up this whole city. Like, what?
I used to do that move on Xenoverse.
And you know, you know them how them niggas be, how Goku and Piccolo be like, oh. Yep. Them niggas be getting over there grunting.
He looking all shot, eyes big and shit. Oh.
Eyes big, mouth open. Oh shit, them niggas really be shot, bro. But then they fight Nappa, fucking Chiatsu, whatever his name is, jump on a nigga back and blow up. This nigga didn't even leave a fucking scratch. It was like, damn, this nigga strong.
Did nothing,
and so back to what I was saying about Vegeta, the nigga Vegeta threw Nappa up and killed him with not even a real move. He just fucking shot his ass. He blew his ass up, and Vegeta was showing a point. He was like, y'all struggled to beat this nigga, and I just killed this nigga with one blast. Now, y'all can only imagine what the fuck I'm about to do to y'all. That's basically what Vegeta was doing, though.
Hell yeah.
And Vegeta was tearing their ass up, and basically Goku had to destroy his own body to even compete with that nigga. Just crazy, man. That was some good shit, though. That was before niggas was just getting power ups out of nowhere, like fucking niggas like fucking Topo. That nigga, bro. That's a sorry character, bro.
That nigga Topo had a good guy of destruction power and got washed.
Bro, he's a sorry character, bro. A lot of them that's new funny. Niggas are all sorry characters, bro. Like they just strong, bro. At least it made sense. Like, I know they didn't release it yet, but for like the Granola. That made sense for this nigga.
Waiting for him to drop that.
Yeah, me too. I done read the manga, at least looked at it. It's pretty cool stuff. But like it made sense for that nigga because he wished to be strong. Like, all right, that made sense. He wished to be strong. With the downside of sacrificing his life. You know what I mean? So like, all right, I give you that. But then you got niggas like, man. Like niggas like Topo, bro. Like this nigga just get a power up boost because he losing. Nigga turned to a fucking god of destruction, bro.
That nigga tapped in.
Like, come on, bro. Nigga, they thought that nigga was menacing. Then they had that nigga wearing a hoodie, bro. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, big ass, no legs. Man. And my nigga hit though. That nigga been strong.
Bro.
That nigga be
he was my nigga, bro.
Kate was a cool ass character. That was a cool ass character because we never seen nothing like that. And that nigga was good, bro. You know that nigga strong because that nigga going toe to toe with Kaioken Blue, bro. Like, come on, bro.
For sure. And you know he went to hunt down Goku, right?
Yeah. Nah, he killed that nigga.
Yeah, he did.
And see, that's one thing I used to like about OG Dragon Ball. Not everybody needed a transformation to be strong, bro. Like, bro, like, look at Jiren. That nigga didn't need no transformation. That nigga just had to lock in.
You said Jiren?
Yeah, that nigga didn't have no transformation. He just locked in. The nigga started meditating.
Nah, Jiren is fucking broken, though, bro.
How?
That nigga... Think about it, bro. If his whole race, they say his race got wiped out.
No, I think it was just his clan.
How the fuck he the only one that strong?
Nigga, but he trained to be that strong, nigga. He been fucking putting in the hours.
So you think he trained more than Goku?
Probably. That come nigga, on, bro. Ain't no telling come what on, type bro. Of niggas they, bro. You gotta think about it, bro. Come on, Goku bro. In Goku universe, he fighting niggas like
come on, fucking, bro.
He fighting niggas like Frieza. So you can only imagine if Jiren is that strong, what type of niggas he's fighting in his universe.
Come on, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. You gotta put that shit in perspective, bro. Frieza, bro. The Frieza race is said to be one of the strongest races that was ever created, and like that nigga Frieza is legit strong. Nigga be banging for real. But then, like I said, whatever. What universe was they Topo and them from? Jiren, like universe
11.
Well, whatever universe that is, bro, you gotta think, like, bro, them niggas could be fighting their own version of Frieza too. You know what I mean? Like, that's they could true. Be like some nigga in that universe that legit, like, really be going fucking crazy. So you that gotta be strong as shit, nigga. They got a whole Power Ranger team on that in that universe. Called, what was the name of their people?
The Justice the something troopers.
They're Power Troopers. I don't know.
No, it's not that.
Was it Justice Troopers?
I think it was Justice Troopers, bro. But
that's what I'm saying, though. Them niggas had to fucking had to create a group to defend that galaxy. So, like, them niggas probably got some strong niggas over there, bro. Shit. Niggas be banging.
They came, well, they came through that shit and got washed.
They did get washed, though. Not really, bro. I think he really wasn't getting washed, bro. That nigga wasn't really getting washed, bro. Them niggas were really banging.
Nah, bro. Wash.
I mean, and if you want to say that too, bro, you know them fucking niggas from the beautiful universe or whatever? That universe? Where the fucking girl, she had a transformation, and then that's when fucking Android 17 punched her ass and was like, damn, bro, you ain't gonna let me transform? That universe.
Yeah, that nigga moving like that?
Yeah, nigga punched the fuck out her ass. They was strong, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. You can't like some of these other universes, their top niggas was banging with Goku and them. They ain't like them niggas wasn't getting banged on.
You think what if Krillin was like a hybrid Saiyan?
Who?
What if Krillin was a hybrid Saiyan?
That nigga be strong as fuck. Just like fucking Gohan, nigga. I don't get the question, nigga.
That was the question, bro. Like, what you think his path he would take, you know? Do you think it would be just like Gohan's?
I don't know. I mean, the only niggas that really be, like, banging is Vegeta and Goku. But, like, that's what they're into. You know what I mean? Because, like, I know GT ain't canon. But, like, you go look at GT, even Vegeta was rusty. Because that nigga wasn't banging no more. That nigga wasn't into that shit.
You're tired.
Yeah, bro. So, like, Vegeta and Goku, they just like fighting. So, like, even if Krillin was a half Saiyan, if he wasn't into fighting, which Krillin isn't, because that nigga gave up on that shit and wanted to raise his family and, you know, nigga got a whole real job and shit. The nigga was done. She even Piccolo don't really be fighting no more. That nigga just be vibing.
Yeah, boy, chilling. Well, you know he's got that new form.
Yeah, Piccolo Orange or Orange Piccolo, whatever.
Strong bitch.
And that shit is strong and tough. No cap. They had to get my nigga a new form. And they that made that shit orange too.
That damn Android tried to punch Piccolo. That nigga Piccolo just looked at that nigga.
Hey, I forgot about him. The Gammas. Hey, them niggas been strong as fuck.
Niggas strong as shit, bro. Them goddamn Gammas, bro.
Oh, shit. But the crazy thing is, Dragon Ball Super Superheroes is canon, too.
Yeah, it is. So Gohan beats the strongest. He's the strongest. Well, let me make sure. I think he's on par. I gotta look it up. I don't want to say anything and I get chastised. But basically, Gohan Beast, you know what I'm saying? He's there in the current manga as Gohan Beast. You know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Gohan Beast, when I first seen it, bro, in the movies, bro, I was like, bro, did he just stop, bro, punch like that?
Nah, that's not how it happened.
What you mean? No, Cell Max had tried to punch him.
No, I thought he just turned to Gohan Beast after fucking Piccolo died and fucking he just fucking special beam cannon his ass.
No, nah.
I haven't seen that shit in forever. So
well, this is what happened. So he changed Gohan Beast and then he was looking at the Cell Max and Gohan Beast. Then the Cell Max tried to punch him, and then he was like, "This all you got? My turn." And then he kicked him. He kicked the fuck out of him. Boom. And then that's when Piccolo got up and grabbed Cell Max. And then that's when Gohan charged that special beam cannon. And then huzzah. Fire. That's how it happened.
That shit was hard though.
Yeah, bro.
It's gonna be a long time till we see that shit though.
All right, Gohan, my nigga, man.
Because I think they said Dragon Ball Super Superheroes take place way after.
Yeah, it's way after.
Like, way after fucking Dragon Ball Super 2. And Dragon Ball Super 2 now have an animator in there. And then now Toriyama, that nigga dead, so. Shit.
I wonder who's gonna animate that shit now.
Probably his fucking protege. I think they're like Tokiyomi. Some shit.
Mm.
Yeah, he's like fucking Toriyama protege. I think he's actually the one in charge of animating Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Okay. They starting to use a lot more CGI nowadays.
I ain't gonna lie, CGI, that shit didn't look bad.
That shit looking clean as fuck, right?
Yeah, but if you go back and watch Dragon Ball Super Broly. That shit was ass.
Hell no.
No, the CGI in that movie, that shit was ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hell no, like. Hell no, I ain't fucking with it.
Yeah, that shit was ass, bro. I didn't realize I went back and watched that shit. Yeah, his name is Toyotaro, I think, his protege. He's the successor of Akira Toriyama.
Sheesh.
Apparently he's gonna take over.
There's some big ass shoes to fill.
Oh, it is some big shoes.
My shoes big as shit.
Yeah, let me see. I'm gonna read the shit right here. It says, "Does it help that?" So Toriyama has relinquished his role as the main writer, and then he started handing it over to Toyotaro. Yeah, so actually, Toyotaro has been the main writer of Dragon Ball for a minute now.
Yeah. So where was Akira?
I guess he was just supervising. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah, his name is Toyotaro. So he's going to take over. He's already been taking over. Yeah, I think he was the main writer for Dragon Ball Super Superheroes. I think that was like his first big project. That shit was fire, though. I ain't going to lie. The CGI was money, too. They did a really good job using that CGI. That shit could have been worse.
Nah. I was against CGI at first. Well, now, like, it's definitely growing on me.
Well, shit, that shit was money.
Definitely growing on me.
Shit, it's almost about time to start wrapping this shit up, so we should try to get one good topic in since we've been all over the place.
Oh, yeah, for sure, you're right.
But I would say for the topic, It's gonna be tough because we only got like what a free recording. We only got like 40 minutes, but I want to bring up fucking Avatar Aang versus Avatar Korra, nigga.
Oh my god, bro. Oh my god, bro.
We don't gotta get on to it, but I might as well bring it up.
Okay. I'm Aang. You already know that. You know what's up.
Nigga, like, what's up? What is your whole art? Are you just saying that Aang is a better avatar than her, period, bro?
Yes.
How? That nigga didn't even accomplish nothing in his whole career being the fucking avatar.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Bro, he didn't accomplish shit till he was an adult.
Are you serious, bro? This nigga stopped the whole fucking, bro. Did you not see what the fire you were trying to do, bro?
Did you not see what all the other niggas were trying to do during the Korra's term?
No, I didn't say she didn't accomplish anything, but you're saying like Aang didn't accomplish anything. That's I'm starting off from there because that's his one. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, don't get me wrong. Like, when during his prime, which I would say, I guess, this kid Aang, since the nigga died, like, at 30, and they never showed us his fucking adult life, which is kind of trash. Fucking, all he did was stop the Fire Lord, bruh.
What?
Bruh, the nigga only stopped the Fire Lord.
What else did he do, bro? Listen, bro. He had many countless battles, bro, in his show, within his show. The only thing he didn't do was not just stop the doggone Fire Lord, bro.
Bro, but at the battles he's been in doesn't attribute to nothing of the fucking, like, error that he was in. Like, he could have lost it. Bro, he could have lost to Zuko in their first fight. Nigga, the Fire Lord still was gonna fucking do what he had to do.
No, bro. There's a bunch of other cities and shit.
Nigga, the cities was already done for.
No, bro. he helped them niggas like, come on, bro.
Bro, the nigga lost Ba Sing Se.
They got Ba Sing Se back, didn't it?
Nigga, fucking Boomy got Ba Sing Se back, nigga.
Nigga, because Boomy said he wanted to get captured, bro.
Yeah, but my point is the nigga lost a whole city.
But he no, bro. What happened when he went back to Ba Sing Se?
Nigga, they was all fucking there, slaves.
Okay, bro.
There was. The nigga made them get the chicken pox shit and help them.
Oh, that is. You're right. I'm tripping.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking that away from Avatar Aang. Because that nigga, like, raw potential, he might be the strongest Avatar. I ain't gonna lie. I don't care what nobody say. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big Kyoshi person and a big Korra person and all that shit. But, like, that nigga Aang is, like, strong as shit. And he innovative.
Bro.
But with that being said, bro, that nigga was in Korraverse, bro. That nigga died in season one, bro.
Hell nah. Hey. That nigga, this nigga adaptation skills is like crazy,
bro. Them niggas, them little chi niggas, they would have came running up on them motorcycles, bro. They would have tased that nigga.
Come on, bro.
Hey, they would have threw one of them bolos at that nigga and took that nigga bending away. And they would have been cooked.
Come on, bro. You really think so, bro? Come on, bro.
All right. Probably not that easy. But what I'm saying is, bro, yeah, bro. That nigga Korra was going through that shit. And she tanked the fucking nuclear blast, bro.
What the fuck, bro? Bro. Her ass is fucking just dealing with her fucking hormones the whole fucking show.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was, bro.
Nigga. And I seen this good ass TikTok that talked about this shit. It was like, bro, everybody always say Korra was ass. It was like, he was like, nah, Korra wasn't ass. It's her fucking team that was ass. Like, she was carrying them niggas, bro. At least, bro, that nigga Aang actually had niggas that knew what they was doing. Bro, this nigga Korra had to deal with Mako, however the fuck you say this nigga name. This nigga was mid as fuck. Only did lightning once in the whole series when he shot the fucking waterbending bitch.
Come on, bro.
Two, nigga had Bolin. She had Bolin. This nigga was dumb as fuck.
I can show you plenty of clips when no niggas going crazy saving her ass.
No, nigga. She was saving their ass.
No, bro.
Bro, and then not only that, Korra had that metal poison in her and still was going crazy.
No, bitch.
Yes, bruh, she was.
She let a nigga haunt her that was locked up.
Nigga.
She was like,
no, bro.
She was like, that mean, Akira, leave me alone.
No, bro. She still had the poison in her, bro.
Nah, bro.
Yes, she did, nigga. She had the poison. Now, that shit was crazy because when I rewatched that shit, I must have skipped that episode.
Beat your ass so bad, nigga. Give you PTSD.
I must have skipped that episode because I never knew she went back to go confront that nigga.
Oh, shit.
Hey, she went to go visit that nigga. That nigga was floating, bro.
Bro, that nigga beat her ass so bad, give her that damn PTSD.
Nigga, bro. Don't act like that nigga Aang wasn't having PTSD neither now.
He only had one time like that, and that's because when he was trying to go into the, he was like meditating and shit, trying to forget about Katara. Fucking Azula shot his ass. That's the only one he had, bro.
They always said, there's like this post that goes around that said, like, if both of them switch like roles, it would have been perfect. Because there was like, Korra, she was in a world where they didn't need a warrior. They needed a unifier. And Aang was in a world where they needed a warrior and not a unifier. Because that was the biggest thing. It was like,
yeah.
The best thing, the thing that made the Korra series really good was like, it showed like the world at a place where they didn't need the Avatar. Because like now these countries, they could provide for themselves. Because the only reason why the rest of the world was pretty shitty and the Fire Nation was really good was because the Fire Nation was technologically way more advanced than everywhere else. So like all the other countries, they were just failing, bro. And the Fire Nation, I ain't gonna lie, like I said, I know it sounds crazy, but the Fire Nation, bro, they was gonna get them new education, new technology, new jobs. But no, the fucking dumbass fucking Earth Nation niggas. I don't see how the Earth Nation.
So you think everybody should just submit it to the Fire Nation?
Probably. It probably would have been better for their country. They probably would have lost their free will, but at least they would have had good education and fucking jobs and shit.
What the fuck?
Bro, I'm just being honest. Bro, go back and watch the.
So you'd rather sacrifice your free will over some damn
nigga.
Numbers of books and paper and shit.
Bro, go back and watch the Legend, the Avatar Last Airbender, bro. Them niggas is poor as shit. Hey, bro, they'll be up in that Earth Kingdom. Bro, them niggas, bro. Hey, them niggas walking up there with no shoes on, nigga.
Nigga, because they're Earthbenders, bro.
Not all of them was Earthbenders, bro. None of niggas was just regular people. You remember that one episode when Zuko, the episode called Zuko Alone, and that nigga was fucking riding into town, and nigga started tapping that hammer, and that nigga was talking to that little boy.
Bro, that's not even a city for real, bro.
But that's what the Earth Kingdom was made of. The Earth Kingdom, bro. One, the Earth Kingdom should not have lost most of their wars against the fucking Fire Nation. How do you lose against a Fire Nation when you're literally standing on the element Earth? How does that make sense? You should be able to make giant ass walls and fucking push back the Earth Nation. When they're fucking walking in front of you, just make a fucking earthquake. That shit's fucking crazy. How did the Water Nation lose to the Fire Nation? They're fucking fire. Water puts out fire. And I barely want to give the Airbenders a fucking pass. I understand they got attacked on a fucking comet, but bruh, air puts out fire. You can't produce fire if it's air.
You can't, bruh. Air spreads.
No, nigga. All they had to do is fucking neutralize the fucking fire, bro, with their air.
They really should have had me back then. If I was in that era with the benders, bro, I'd be going crazy.
What bending would you been? Because I know you would have died. You would probably die.
You crazy as fuck. I really probably been like an airbender, bro.
Hell nah, nigga. You stubborn. You'll be an earthbender.
Nigga, hell nah.
You'd be getting clapped, bro. Now fire niggas would have came through with them tanks and fucking started killing y'all and throwing y'all in the fucking jail, just like how they did that one dude.
Nigga, hell nah. I'll take their breath out of their body.
Fuck no, nigga.
Yeah, nigga ain't be the breed.
Them niggas gonna come through with the comet and like they did and fucking kill them.
Hell nah, nigga. I can read the air and shit like that. I know when niggas coming.
Now you saying that like you would have been a master airbender.
I would have.
Right, even Aang came and do that shit. And that nigga was one of the best masters ever.
I'm better than Aang.
Hell no. You would have been like Avatar Karuk, dead as fuck at the age of 32.
Yeah, but also one of the strongest niggas.
But if I could have been one, I would have been part of that Fire Nation, nigga. The winning team. I would have been living comfy in my Fire Nation house.
Oh God, you want them big ass Fire Nation houses too. Hell yeah.
Hey nigga, I'd be comfy as fuck in my Fire Nation house. Have my feet all up on the table and shit, nigga.
Pointy ass outfit, bro. They fit. She'd be so damn pointy, bro.
Hey, they fits was pointy as fuck. Bro, I would have been chilling in my Fire Nation home, bro. On God, and I know fucking mid-ass Earth Nation home. Them niggas be. I already know the Earth Nation be smelling like straight shit.
Bro, did they travel by blimp everywhere they went, bro?
Who, the Earth Nation? I mean the Fire Nation?
Yeah, when they went through air.
Nah, they didn't have blimps back then. Not when they attacked the air. When they attacked the Air Nation?
Yeah, they was. No. I'm talking about like after that, during Aang and them.
Nah, they didn't get blimps till like halfway through the fucking series. So them niggas is really just mobilizing, bro. They had a navy. They had a good ass navy. But you know, that's probably why it took them so long to take the fucking Earth Kingdom. Because they didn't have no good land force. They didn't have no army. They just had a good ass navy. So it probably took them forever just to mobilize troops and fucking, you know, move their ass across the fucking Earth Nation. You know, the Earth Kingdom fucking huge as fuck. Then you gotta fight all the cities along the way. Shit. I think the Earth Nation also has the largest population and the most benders out of all the fucking nations.
Yeah, because everybody loved the damn Earth Nation for some reason, though.
Them niggas just be fucking chilling. I wouldn't want to be no waterbender, though. That shit mid. Unless you like a top-tier waterbender. Yeah, them niggas really trash, bro. If you ain't buy no water and you don't know how to fucking make water, shit.
Yeah, you fuck.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm a boy, I'll spit up some water real quick, turn that motherfucker into an icicle, and get to work.
Oh, God, hey, get to work. But I'm being for real, though, like, dead ass, like, bro, the water benders, bro, that's just kind of ass, bro. If you, like, in a dry area and there's, like, no water, bro, you're cooked. Like, what the fuck are you going to do, bro?
No, it's crazy.
Like, at least if you're a firebender, you could produce that shit no matter where you at. And Earth, bro, there's Earth everywhere. Except probably in the Water Nation, where this is all ice. But then you just don't go up there, nigga. Fuck that.
Facts.
Well, shit, I don't even know that, bro, because when they fucking... Who was trapped in the... Nah, because they brought Kazan down there. You remember Kazan, the fucking lava bender? They brought that nigga down there. That nigga was strong as shit, bro. Hey, that nigga turned that whole temple to a fucking lava. That nigga said, I ain't going back. That nigga started turning that whole shit to lava. That shit was crazy. Well, I think it's about time to start wrapping this shit up, though. Fucking call it.
I was trying to find a little thing. But, yeah, man. Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning into our first story. You can call these the stories. Story number one. Expect Manny Moore.
Bro, we're not titling this shit story number one. We're going to title it. What we talk about? Star Wars. We talk about a little bit of basketball. We might. I don't know. What was the main topic? We talk about a lot. We're not titling this shit story number one, though. What the fuck? Nigga, they need to know what the fuck is about. Like, if you just tell the story.
I'm talking about as far as, like, you know how people like episode number one?
Oh, yeah. People
like story number one. And then had a title of, like, you know what I'm saying? What we going to put in there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, appreciate it. Tune in. I mean, this shit going to get better. I mean, we still got a lot to learn. We'll learn how to do shit.
For sure. Well, tune in next time on the Omniverse Stories. All right.
Hey, that's cringe as fuck, nigga.
Bro.